Hey, Timo here. Quick thoughts on selling your Opportunity Zone property. A lot of owners in Opportunity Zones around the country still don't know what an Opportunity Zone is, and or that their property is even in an Opportunity Zone. But at some point they'll find out, they'll hear the hubbub, they'll realize their neighbor's property is sold, they'll get a letter from a broker or a buyer, or they'll see it on the news or whatnot, and they'll realize that, hey, my property is in an opportunity zone. One, I can sell it if I haven't been able to sell it for a bunch of years because it's been in a depressed or kind of low income or challenged community. So one, they can sell it, and two, they might be able to actually sell it at a gain. So I had an interesting introduction this week with a gentleman who is specializing in consulting Opportunity Zone owners on how to maximize the value of their sale, what to do with the proceeds, etc. And hopefully we'll have him on next week and kind of get the lowdown as to what he's doing and how he's helping Opportunity Zone property owners. But I was just thinking about it in terms of my own experience. Like I said, most Opportunity Zones are Opportunity Zones for a reason, because they're economically depressed or low income, etc., census tracts. So a lot of properties haven't traded in a while in Opportunity Zones. A lot of properties in Opportunity Zones, I used to joke that you couldn't give them away because there's just really not that many active buyers for them. But now people can actually sell them. So one situation is people might still sell them for below what they purchased them for. And then in that case, you can, I'm not a tax attorney or CPA, but so seek competent advice. But you can sell it at a loss and take the tax deduction at some point. Number two, you can get your money out of it or sell at a profit and pay the tax on the profit. Number three, you can do a 1031 exchange. And I'd be happy to talk to people about that. That's my main day job, is helping people do 1031 exchanges and deferring capital gains tax. And you can put it in pretty much any kind of like kind real estate, passive income properties, other commercial property, business or income property, essentially. So that's one way to sell an Opportunity Zone property and defer taxes. And then I think the fourth way for a seller to think about it is owner financing. And I'm not sure exactly what that would do with the Opportunity Zone fund money or how that would work for an Opportunity Zone buyer. And that's something I'll ask my accountant about. But that's a way for sellers to defer taxes, is to do what's called an installment sale and just carry back some paper. But if your property is in an Opportunity Zone, I'd be happy to talk to you about it and see if we have a buyer. Maybe we could feature it as the Opportunity Zone property of the week over on Opportunity Properties. Again, that's opportunity.properties. Just type that in and you'll find the website. So www.opportunity.properties. Hope you're doing well. Hope this helps. And we'll learn some more next week when we talk to the gentleman. I don't want to disclose his name and company just yet until he's fine with me doing so, but hopefully he'll be on the podcast next week and we'll have some more tips for Opportunity Zone property owners, not buyers, but sellers. Have a great day.